Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Scouting Report. A bit of a relaunch in format and content. We will see where it goes from here. Of course, I am Roderick David, former scout for the Atlanta Falcons, spent time in pro and college in the Midwest, now working with agents, players, representatives, anybody out there that wants to get into the football world, answer questions, walk you through the process, get players ready for the NFL draft. Before we get started, I want to make sure you go check out Agent Live 360. If you are an agent in any sport, football included, you have to maximize efficiency, data management, and know exactly where you are at with every client. That is what Agent Live 360 is, the number one CRM designed by sports agents for sports agents. Check it out at agentlive360.com. Week one plus week zero for some teams is officially in the books in the NCAA. Big time performances from a few teams and some real duds from others. I can assure you from a scouting standpoint that no one is getting their season grade put on them after performances we've had so far. Scouts will start to evaluate the players that they have in the system, but it is just a start, or for some guys, the next few puzzle pieces in a player profile. For some prospects out there that are keeping an eye on their PFF and other analytic grades, understand that scouts almost never take those into their scouting considerations. Let the film do the talking. Trust the evaluators and what they have to say, not anything else. For guys with big expectations this week and that are at the top of some of the 2024 big boards, keep showing up. It is a long season. Things are never as bad or as good as they seem. That goes for teams, players, coaches, anybody out there. For guys that have been a little bit under the national radar, trust me when I say scouts know who you are. Keep performing and you will end up right where you should be come next April. As we go this year, I'll have some specific player evals that we can discuss. This week, though, we'll just hit on a few over-the-top things. We'll do a few more player comparisons, maybe do some specific players as we go, talk through the scouting process on them. But we're going to hit on a few things today. And of course, it's the Colorado Buffaloes coach prime and a comment made by Shedeur Sanders in his post-game press conference. First off, I want to say congrats to CU. This is a program with a ton of history and tradition that has been on kind of the wrong end of whatever conference they've been in for a little bit while now. Boulder, gorgeous place, gorgeous campus, clearly going to have appeal nationally for recruits. With the head coach they have now, they should get more players signed. They're going to be in contention for some of those best players as well. The roster turnover obviously discussed a ton for them. Clearly, they had enough firepower to win week one down in Fort Worth against a team that was in the national championship game last year. My question for this roster as we move forward will be the depth of that roster. They clearly have enough at the top, but does the middle of that roster, as they start to get banged up, the style they play, will they be able to sustain the way they want to play? Only time will tell on that. Next thing I want to hit on Coach Prime. Coach is one of a kind. That is the thing to remember, as all the discussion of his coaching style stays in the headlines. There is no one with the resume, playing, coaching, who he is, the swag that he brings, that is Deion Sanders. Don't try to copy that. If you are a coach out there, if you are a program out there, don't find a coach and try to implement the Coach Prime style. It's going to be nearly impossible to replicate. Look what Nick Saban's assistants have done over the year. You look at it in the NFL, Bill Belichick's disciples have done. When they are themselves, they have success, at least at a certain level. When they try to be someone they're not, it usually doesn't turn out well. Kirby Smart at Georgia has clearly channeled some of that success. You see the principles that he has applied at Georgia that are very similar to what Coach Saban has at Alabama, but Kirby has been himself. Don't try to be someone you're not. That is going to be the exact same thing for anybody that wants to try to emulate what Coach Prime has done at CU. One of the best things that Coach Prime did, He hired great coordinators that really got their sides of the balls going. Sean Lewis on offense and Charles Kelly on defense. Those guys were had their units ready to play. I can speak specifically to Coach Sean Lewis at Kent State. Some of the most fun, most efficient practices I was ever at. They were really fun. Again, you think Kent State, you show up, what's going to be going on? High-paced, efficient, clean practices. They did work. Again, you saw it on field at TCU this week. The same principles that he had at Kent State that allowed him to, you know, compete in some big games over the years really kept them in position, allowed that CU team to push through at the end. Now, quickly to the comments made by Shadir Sanders, and I quote, the only difference between the FCS and this level, that being, you know, big time CU Power 5 football, is D-line, get off blocks if you try to scramble up faster. Everything else, you've got good players, good DBs, good receivers, everything like that. You just have more of those on the field at once. This quickly became a polarizing issue, polarizing quote, that you are viewed as either being pro-FCS or anti-FCS, which is a little bit ridiculous in my opinion. Now, the only piece I want to hit on from this scouting standpoint is this. There are currently 20 players from HBCU schools and 123 total FCS players on active NFL rosters. That is out of 1,696 active players. That right there tells you where the players really stand and who is getting evaluated. NFL scouts visit FCS, HBCU, FBS, along with, you know, every D2, D3, NAI. The general difference in the visits is the total number of players a scout is going to evaluate. It traditionally successful FBS schools, a scout's going to evaluate 10 to 15 players. Your Iowas, Iowa States, Michigan States, you know, you get some schools, Ohio States, Alabama's, you may be up north of that 15. But again, 10 to 15 is going to be a good group of players. Next tier down, you start to think about 5 to 10 players. You know, that's been CU the last number of years, where maybe there's 5 players that may play at the next level. I've been to MAC and similar conference schools where you may have 4 to 5 players you're actually putting a grade on. FCS schools, maybe 1 to 2 real candidates, depending on the school. If you're going down to a D2, D3, or NAI school, it's usually just for one athlete. So I appreciate the comment from Shadir. Again, he's out there. He's playing hard. He is not evaluating every player across the board. Roster depth is clearly a big difference. The numbers tell the story, though. We'll just see where this one shakes out. CU has a lot to back up as they continue to go. Big test against a Nebraska team that is going to be hungry this week. We will see how it ends up for both of those teams. To touch on the NFL real quick as we get into week one this week, some wide open divisions that I think are going to be really fun to watch. NFC South, you know, a division I know well, is going to be a wide open race, in my opinion. I think it will come down to which quarterback plays the best. Likely going to be that deciding factor. I'm going to throw my eggs into the Tampa Bay basket. Baker Mayfield, he's had some success, obviously talented, has drafted highly. We'll see if he's kind of taken the next step, you know, been humbled a little bit, still a talented roster, a lot of good pieces around him. I think they will come out on top in that division. You start talking about some highly competitive divisions, NFC North, AFC North. I think they're going to be a lot of, you know, body punches, you know, beating up on each other. But I think you're looking at two divisions that could end up with multiple wild card teams. Will Aaron Rodgers be his old self or what we saw in 2022 on a team that could not make the playoffs? The Jets season and possibly the futures of a lot of guys in that building will hinge on where he ends up. I'm personally very excited to see what CJ Stroud can do for the Texans in what should be a competitive division. I don't think the Texans are the best team in that division from a talent standpoint, but I think they could make things very interesting. If the quarterback plays well, that could really put them in contention to maybe sneak into the back end of the playoffs. Other quarterbacks I'm going to be watching, Brock Purdy. Can he stay high or is he going to come back to earth? Kyle Shanahan will have his work cut out for him to keep him undefeated as a starter. It's going to be a lot to prove, and there's going to be a lot of expectations for Brock Purdy. a lot of fun, so much fun coming up. We're just getting started this year with football. A lot more to talk about when we come back next time. Always find me at RightStepADV on Twitter. Hit me up. Let me know your thoughts and what you'd like to hear in the future. Until next time, keep scouting.